I'm Luke.
And I'm Kate.
And you're listening to Couple Up.
On this show,
you've been dancing around the fucking sitting room as if you're Fred Astaire or something. There might also be a possibility that someone go, oh, he looks like a goldfish.
You're listening to Couple Up, but you're listening to Couple Up. Yeah, yeah. You're listening to Couple Up, but you're listening to Couple Up, bitch. You're listening to Couple Up, but you're listening to Couple Up. Yeah, yeah. You're listening to Couple Up. Now let me stick a podcast in your face like this.
We're here. We're in the building. We're couple up and away like it's nobody's business. Jump on board the couple up aircraft as we plow towards your eardrums in a sexual manner.
Why is it always sexual with you?
I don't think it is.
Randomly just saying sex in the middle of...
Oh yeah, well look, that was a rare moment of unprofessional broadcasting. I am a professional broadcaster. We're here on Couple Up, Kate. It's the second episode, two in a row. Only eight to go until you have a break.
Yeah.
Good words. Kate's after mixing all of our alcohol into one drink. She's nearly finished it and she's fallen asleep
really
already.
Nice.
Tell them what it is. What are you drinking?
It's equal parts vodka, gin, peach snaps, a tiny bit of grenadine and elderflower tonic.
It sounds rotten.
It's really nice.
What do you call it? You've put a name for it.
I call it the, I don't know.
Good one.
Podcaster.
Good, the podcaster, guys. There you go. When you go to a bar this week, you ask for the podcaster. Tell him Kate sent ya.
I am really sleepy.
Sleepy.
I have to wake up.
Can I slap you in the face?
Yeah.
No.
Why?
I don't want to slap you in the face. If I just did this, everyone would just think I did it anyway.
Yeah, he did.
I did.
There
you go now. Good acting, Kate. It's fantastic acting. How do you feel now to be back for the second one? You seem a bit more relaxed this week.
Am I?
A little bit.
That's good.
Too relaxed?
I think maybe. I'm very sleepy.
Yeah.
Bailey's last week wasn't a good idea. I was very angry.
Bailey's doesn't make people angry, Kate.
Very angry.
Did you listen back? Kate's drinking, guys.
I did listen. I told you that. I listened the 10 minutes that it took me to get home. From work. Not from work.
You don't have a job. This is your job.
From collecting Ivy. Yeah. The sound was very good. I was impressed with that.
It sounded great quality, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Considering we record in our sitting room and you can hear our dishwasher in the background sometimes.
Yeah, I didn't, because I didn't listen to it. Could you hear that? Should I turn
it
off?
I didn't notice it. But guys, if you can hear it, sometimes for no reason at all, our dishwasher just goes beep, beep, beep. Yeah. We don't know why.
No.
We also don't really know how to turn it on properly. It does work, but it kind of, you have to press the buttons in some random, I don't know, it's like a password or something.
Yeah.
But it's weird. Anyway, what have we done this week? What have you been up to? Big Brother's back.
It is.
Are you enjoying Big Brother?
Not really.
No?
No, I am.
You're great. You're a great person to have on a podcast.
I feel like we should restart this because I'm actually not actually awake.
We're not going at all.
No, we won't. I'm not getting those 10 minutes back and neither are you.
We've only been on for 2 minutes.
Oh, are you serious? Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm 100% serious. Two and a half and 3 minutes now.
Oh, God. Jesus, lads. Yeah, Big Brother. It has all the like nostalgia and everything, but it's just, for some reason, I feel like it's taking over my whole life and I don't
think
want to watch
it. It's because it's on every night. It's actually a
but
chore.
But I watch Love Island.
Yeah, that's
every
true.
Single night.
Love Island fucking sucks, so I don't know.
Maybe it's because we both watch it. Love Island I can watch when Ivy's in school.
Yeah, that's true.
And
yeah.
I think it properly is taking up our
time. We have
time.
To watch it at night time now.
Like we have like an hour of TV time before I fall asleep.
And
so,
it's Big Brother.
And it's Big Brother. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So I think that's what's kind of bothering
me. I think it is the nostalgia of it all, though. It is, like, I mean, I think we are the Big Brother generation, really. You know what I mean? What was your favorite moment from Big Brother? Who's your favorite Big Brother character?
Oh, like Nikki is just everyone's.
I think she's everyone's favorite character.
100%. I loved Pete. I just thought Pete was
excellent.
Pete was the first like competition winner of something I thought that I was like, oh my God.
Oh, really?
That was my person that I wanted winning from the start. Like, that big thing. Like, I remember a completely different type of a competition. But when Will Young won against
Gates.
I cried.
Really?
Like, I had to go in. It was in my nan's house. Had to go into the sitting room and even cry my eyes out.
Even though now you look back and he's clearly a much better singer.
But I loved Garrett Gates.
Everyone did. He had a stutter.
So I bawled.
Did he have the stutter though? This is the conspiracy theory. Break it down with me, folks. Who thinks? Does Garrett Gates have a stutter in real life or not?
Of course he does. Of course he does.
Do what but that was reality TV.
100% reality.
I think he was fake. I don't know if he purposely wanted to fake it, but I think it was definitely
wasn't. It just disappeared. Wasn't. He got all the training. He got all the help.
I understand
for
that,
it.
But it was very fast.
No, you're just a Gates hater and I hate you now.
I hate Gates. I hate Gates. I hate Gates.
All right, don't, you're a bit on the fence about
that's
it.
That's one of those things where you, hey. That's one of those things where you really have to emphasize the T.
It's oh my God.
So Big Brother, I think my first memory of Big Brother, I guess, was Brian Dowling.
Yeah.
Because being Irish and stuff and going into it.
Oh, well, he and is him being the greatest.
Being an amazing character in it and being very funny. Yeah. I always remember him shouting at the cameras which is hilarious because Hallie in Big Brother this year, I hate when she shouts at the cameras. But with Brian Dowling, he used to shout to demons at the cameras because you could obviously see them behind the two-way mirror or something like that. That was always very funny.
Yeah. I loved actually, I think because I was a little bit older as well, when Chanel went in.
I don't know who Chanel is.
Chantel. Her name isn't Chanel. When Chantel went in.
See, for me, Chantel going in is great. But Chantel created the best TV moment in the history of TV moments, I think, on Nevermind the Buzzcocks,
100%.
Where Preston walked off. If you haven't seen this, search Nevermind the Buzzcocks, Preston. It's amazing. It's the best clip ever. I'm not even going to bother talking about it, really. No, it is
worth
incredible.
Watching.
Like, it's so good. What else is so good? Big Brother's back. We're happy about that. But this podcast is also back. We're to the second episode of it, and
nearly
this week,
didn't happen.
What?
The podcast tonight.
Because you were asleep on the couch.
Yeah.
Yeah, we already talked about that, Kat.
Did we?
Yeah.
How you long really are we into it now?
How much is this alcohol affecting you?
Well, they are double measures of each
Fair
one.
Enough.
So.
Is that why you said equal parts and not actually what you put into it? Equal to what? So this week we're recording on what? Tomorrow, say we're recording now. Tomorrow would be our wedding anniversary, our first wedding anniversary.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Yes, it is insane that that's been a year already. And so I decided to bring the team Till Death.
Oh.
We had an old podcast where I wanted you to plan your own funeral.
Yeah.
Today, on the podcast, Kate, I want you to plan my funeral.
Oh, Jesus.
And I want tears. If there's not tears by the end of this podcast, I'm going to beat the shit out of you.
Luke, you know that I can't, like, on the fly plan
well,
something.
That's what we're going to discuss
this,
it.
Like,
we're going to discuss what I want.
Okay.
And how you're going to do that. These are my wishes.
Okay.
And then after that, we're going to come to some fantastic listener questions. Are you ready for this, Kate?
I'm ready.
Till death. So, Kate, I'm dead. Imagine this, right? Imagine this now.
I imagine it a lot of times.
Actually, let's talk about the fact that my sister told you that she'd lie for you.
I was like, Cuiva, I was like,
well,
why
hang on a second. Why are you trying to gauge who's going to be on your side if you murder me?
I don't know how
it
came up, which is worrying.
You just went, but if I kill your brother.
Literally. I was like, if I murdered your brother and I rang you and was like, oh my God, will you cover this up with me? Will you lie for me and say that I didn't do it? And she was like, And I was like, think about it. I am your niece's mother.
Yeah, but I'm her niece's father, like.
But you were dead anyway. She can't get you back, so she might as well keep her niece with her mother.
That's not good.
Yeah, it is.
No, it Cuiva isn't.
Likes me more.
That's not fair.
It
but
is.
I said, as a symbolic gesture, I would help her husband bury her body. So there we go.
But as I said, that would never happen.
Yeah, and this is it. That would never happen. But you killing me is something that people believe is going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not nice. This isn't very nice for my self-esteem. But anyway,
but at least I'll know how to plan your funeral.
Yeah, well, that's true. Assuming you don't murder me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You get the news. I'm dead. I don't know, if you get the news, you're probably with me when I die. I don't know. Let's say, how did I die? So, first of all, you get to plan that too.
Something stupid.
You get to plan that as well. So
you're definitely going to die stupidly. Like,
how?
I don't know.
I thought I was going to die today or yesterday falling off a ladder because you were so annoying, by the way.
No, I wasn't.
You were. Luke. I was coming out of the attic and my fear is falling out of things. And Kate was like, it's slippery! Stop it! It's slippery!
It was slippery and I didn't know what to do.
You were being a spa, though.
You were like, just fix it. I'm like, I don't know how to fucking fix a ladder, well, do
I was up an attic. I can't exactly do anything. I had to fix it from up in the attic.
Yeah, so you have to actually tell me things. You were like, that's not the way it was. I was like, this is the way I usually stand every single time that you go up a ladder. I didn't ask to hold the ladder.
Well, who else was going at? Ivy?
Yeah. She had to start earning
her keep. Right, I die not by your murder. How do I die? Come on.
I don't know, Kate. Something stupid. Like? I could definitely see you just fall down the stairs.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. That's happened to me so many times. Yeah. It's like, yeah. I think that's a given almost. So I die from falling down the stairs.
Yeah.
And what, break my neck and die?
Staircase kind of a situation.
We're not saying you get to murder me in this situation, Kate. It's natural causes.
That's the fun part. Okay, go on.
Natural causes. I fall down some stairs.
Yeah.
Bang my head or whatever.
Yeah.
Dead. That's it. Gone. Okay. You find me. First person you call besides doctors. All that kind of crack.
Probably your mum.
Probably my mum.
Yeah.
How does she react?
I don't know. That's true. How do you ring and go, here, your son's after falling down the stairs there. He's dead.
She'd probably go, well, about to happen.
That's true. No, I think your mum would be good to have like a good head on her shoulders.
That's okay. We'll send her the funeral plan. So afterwards.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, hang on a second. Why are you and my mum both outliving me?
I don't know. Because we're not as clumsy and stupid as you.
She is. She's clumsy.
She's not as clumsy as you. She's uncoordinated.
Okay.
You're clumsy.
Why are you saying that with such rage?
You know, you're it's foolishly like an actual rage clumsy. In your eyes. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She doesn't try to be
neither
clumsy.
Neither do I.
You do.
In what way?
You put yourself into the situation.
In what
to
fucking
be clumsy.
Way do I try to be clumsy?
You've been dancing around the fucking sitting room as if you're Fred Astaire or something.
Fred Astaire is when after I die. Fred Astaire is. That's me. Fred Astaire is. The dancer, Fred Astaire is. So yeah, right, I die, you ring my mom, get the word out, then you have to go into the horrible job of having to write something about me that goes into RIP.ie and
that
kind of stuff.
Oh, that's basic.
Why is it big, Kate?
Because I don't like that kind of stuff.
Well, someone else will do it then. Who do you give the job to?
Anyone who wants it.
Who wants that job?
I don't know. That's usually the like funeral director.
Yeah,
I'll just be like, do that.
Kate, the amount of effort that we put into making our wedding an actual event where everything's individual and unique, and you're going to let me have fucking James Cal, who's actually our landlord, by the way.
Actually, right? That would probably be a good person to ring.
We live above a funeral home. So, actually, it'd be really easy. If I fell down the stairs, I'd just land there.
That is true. To be like, James, I need you.
He's outside. Just drag him in and we'll get it over with.
Oh, God.
So you wouldn't even write something for me?
Oh no, I probably would, but I don't like them because they have to be formal. They're like,
no, they don't.
Beloved father.
That's up to you. That's only because that's what people do.
Oh. Can I write something funny there? So I get on to Dwayne and go, Dwayne, write something there that's like, will confuse the fuck out of people.
Hang on, I'm going to send Dwayne a message.
Okay.
I'm going to say.
He's going to think you're talking about an obituary now. No,
yeah,
that
that's fine
that
too.
Is
that
thing,
is what an
obituary
is, yeah. He might be at a gig, but I'm going to send him a message now. Hang on.
What was I thinking of? What was the word that I was thinking of, though?
Eulogy.
Eulogy.
I don't know. Right. This isn't working. Dwayne, we're recording a podcast of planning my funeral. Kate has nominated you to write my obituary. Give me 4 or 5 words. She wants it to be funny and not too formal. 4 or 5 sentences, sorry.
Yeah, I want funny. It to kind of, like, I don't know.
Funny, not too formal, my obituary, get on it. We need it, probably in the next half an hour.
Are
Now, we'll see if Dwayne Dugan writes us a good obituary there now, because Kate can't write something about the person she's chosen to spend her entire life with.
It's
not because it would be too upsetting, because it would be too fucking formal.
Yeah, you're not formal. Are you telling me that you'd like, Father, Son, the Holy Spirit?
Amen. That would be fucking brilliant.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I like that. Allude to me as if I'm Jesus.
Like I did with like my mom. Like I did
with your mom, yeah. Well, he said, I'm not saying that she was like Jesus now. Like, you kind of were.
She had her followers.
She had her followers. Well, I suppose in a way.
He was class.
Jesus, he was good, all right, wasn't he?
Jesus was a good man.
There was one time where Jesus, like, everyone was like, I'm starving. And he was like, just have, here's loads of food, lads. And then there was another time where they were like, oh, it's really sad that Jesus is dead. He was like, no, I'm not. And they were like, oh, fuck, he's not. It's class lit.
I wish you could see his annoying face as he's saying this.
Our daughter's learning about religion in school and it's actually torturing me.
Yeah,
they're learning about creation. No, I think her teacher might be. Yeah, I think it's passive aggressive teaching. That the teacher's, it's Catholic school, obviously. I don't know why, but that's just the way this country is. And she's learning about creation and God created the world, but they also learned about dinosaurs in the same day. So I assume the teacher's just like, if we're doing one, we're doing the other.
Yeah, they're learning a lot about God.
An awful
They're doing very stories and watching shows and stuff, which we knew was going to happen.
But she loves catchy things and
it's
cult mentality. Like, so they're building in all these catchiness. She was sitting next to me blessing herself today and practicing it. And I thought I was actually going to throw her through a wall.
Whereas I think it's cute as in to see her be excited by things. I just keep telling
her. Oh, she just thinks she's learning. That's
100%.
The, yeah.
And I love her learning about this, to be fair, because she has to.
Well, yeah, but she should equally learn about other religions.
Exactly. And,
yeah.
And that's why I keep telling her that, being like, well, if you were born in a different country, this is what they might believe in, or do you know what I mean? And I like asking her then, being like, okay.
I think we should get her interested in Norse gods, like Loki. If we just watch Loki. Loki and Odin and Thor and stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
I know plenty of Viking specialists, so we can get a teacher about them as well.
True.
So that'd be excellent.
That is true.
So anyway, Kate, back to my funeral.
Yes.
Nothing from Dwayne Dugan so far. So you're clear on the obituary for now. What's the next step? Next step is actually venue. What way am I being disposed of?
Oh, God. Yeah.
Do you want to bury me? Do you want to cremate me?
Well, what do you want?
I'm dead. Who gives a shit? It's up to you right now.
No, that's not true, because this is
No.
That is what I always say. And you say, no,
irrelevant.
You can't do that.
Irrelevant in this fake situation.
It's not.
Kate. I was going to say Colin Ann Perry, man. That's not your name
anymore.
It's
not. It's Barry.
Barry. Figure it out. Do you want me to be burned or do you want me to be eaten by worms? Pick one.
Burned.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
It's fair enough. Cheaper.
It is much cheaper.
It is. And I just went on a rant about how much I don't like religion. So burying in a Catholic graveyard might have been a bit weird.
Yeah, it could be. Actually, maybe that could be my last, like, haha to you.
Sticking like, in a Catholic graveyard. Yeah, really like, religious ceremony and shit.
Yeah.
I would haunt the fuck out of you if that was a
possibility.
Would you? Yeah.
So what are you believing here?
Oh, ghosts are Catholic all of a sudden, are they?
Do you believe in ghosts,
no.
Luke?
But I believe that I could be one.
Of course you do. There's that confidence that we all love and support and nourish.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
You shouldn't be allowed to drink this drink. You're drunk, yeah? Your eyes are going to be drunk.
When I said to you about
your hands,
I went, oh Jesus, if it's doubles,
it's double everything.
Double of vodka and double of peach
schnapps. So that's two shots of vodka, two shots of peach schnapps and two shots of gin.
Yeah. That's a lot.
It's about a naggin.
In
seven,
one
seven
drink.
Shots is a naggin. Or, yeah.
I just didn't really think of it because I think of peach snaps as like a mixer more than.
So we think funeral, crematorium.
Yeah.
That means we have to do some kind of wake.
Can where I put you in a wrestling ring?
Love
where
it.
We all just walk around.
Love it. Love that idea.
Yeah, that would be good. And then every now and again we'll have your shoulder pop so that
like a kick out.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah,
I like that. That's a good idea. See, now we're thinking.
Okay,
so that's what my wake or my whatever is in a wrestling ring.
Yeah,
where?
Oh sure, anywhere.
That would have to be in a big enough hall.
Oh, because you have so many people coming
to you.
It's a
wrestling ring. It's fucking 16 by 16
feet. Oh, a lot in the Gal Club, like.
In the Gal Hall, that's fine. That's good. I like that.
No, no, no. I'll do it. I'll do it in the Jack Doyle room in the Commodore.
Because we had a show there.
Because we had a show there and Jack Doyle was a boxer.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, yeah.
You know, that kind of.
I like that. Yeah. Which on this one are you starting to take this seriously?
I am.
Okay, so.
I love that I'm now starting to take it seriously because I'm talking about having your shoulder pop up so it's a kick out. Like.
Well, you're starting to think. Yeah, 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 basically. Right, for the wake slash removal-y type thing, are you going whoever wants to come? Is that a family only?
No, no, no. Sure, everyone's welcome.
Is it a celebration or is it a sad affair?
Oh, I don't think you can have a sad affair
when
you're...
I'm dead. when you're dead, it's going to be fucking hilarious.
Yeah, which one of us would be perfectly happy when you were dead?
Kate, we've discussed this on this podcast before. But for those of you who don't know...
It still burns
the
me.
Funniest moment in the history of time... What I intended to say was, Kate, if you were to die, I don't think I would go and try and find another relationship or partner. What I actually said was, Kate, I would be perfectly happy if you were dead.
With not one hint of a joke. This was 100% sincere.
Didn't understand why she didn't think it was the nicest thing I've ever
said. Literally, and it took a few seconds looking at you, you looking at me going, oh my God. Did that come out of my mouth? But anyway.
Okay, so we're talking about the removal. Are we doing finger food? Are we doing a dinner?
Oh, Jesus, no. Nothing. You don't need to do that for a removal.
Well, what? Is it just drinks? Is there entertainment?
You are the entertainment. You're in a wrestling ring. Do you want people to do a wrestling thing around you?
Wrestling show removal would be fucking
while
amazing.
While you're still there in the middle of the ring and they have
so
to get
creepy.
Over you.
That would be amazing.
That could be cool.
Yeah. Not actually. No, that would be weird. But if I was outside and there was a match happening, that would be fucking pretty cool.
What, so you'd be watching it? Like Weekend at Bernie's kind of situation?
I'd be in a coffin or something. I'm not talking about that I'd be... my arms around people with a hat and sunglasses on. Fucking pretending to be watching a match. Jesus fucking Christ.
I'm very sorry about my laugh, by the way.
Why?
Because while I was listening to that 10 minutes, I heard myself and I kind of... go, that's how I laugh. It's very breathy and then it finishes in a high-pitched squeal.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, so I do apologise. I won't be changing it or anything, but I apologise.
So, right, that's the wake, removal out of the way. Okay, who, everyone causes a scene. There's always someone who causes a scene at those things. Who causes the scene?
Darren. Who gets?
Darren Moore. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, our listeners don't know that, but it's just one of my friends from school, good buddy.
Yeah. Maybe the fact that we know that someone causes a scene, then I get onto some of like your acting past people.
To come in and do
and
it.
And to cause a scene.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, being like, if it's always going to happen.
I like that. So there's wrestling, there's acting. I'm liking this so far.
That's nice as well for my control.
Don't blow your load too early here now because there's a funeral to come. There's a funeral to come.
I'm biting my lip, Luke.
Don't bite your lip, Kate. You horrible, horrible beast. It never happened to me. And it never will. So the funeral.
Yeah.
The actual funeral. Now we're going to get into the nitty gritty of this. Mm-hmm. What music plays as I'm coming in? Music choices.
Rocky.
Is what it has to...
Dun, 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 dun. I think that's what it should come into.
I don't think you're taking it seriously anymore.
No, I'm not. Of course I'm not.
Emotional or drunk? What?
He's just a sexy boy. Sexy boy.
Yeah, I'm okay with that one. Yeah. Shawn Michaels entrance music. That'd be good.
Give you an entrance, like.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Yeah. Everyone who's holding you wearing their lovely
readings. Because they're not going to be religious ones.
Oh, see, this could be like quite a mix up now. Do you know what I mean?
Or are you going to have readings? Are you going to do something formal? Are you going to let whoever wants to get up and say something say something?
No, no, no. Because I'm... Like, I got excited about picking people that would cause a scene.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
I'd like the control element.
That's
now.
True. Let's picking not leave people it up to that people. Will cause a scene.
Well, in fairness.
Okay, you can cause the drama now between 9 and 10. And you just followed my finger like I was pointing to someone. You're drunk.
I'm not.
You are.
I think I am.
You are very drunk.
I think
drunk.
I am. But I'm happier.
Good. That's good. I'm delighted.
I've been happier than last week, by the way. Not that like the alcohol makes me happier.
It does, probably.
It definitely does.
So, okay.
Readings.
Shawn Michaels' entrance music when I'm being wheeled in, or when people are coming in, or whatever.
Yeah.
Readings, what are we talking? Two, three, two?
Two.
Okay.
Think, oh, three. Three could be good.
Three could be good. Hit me with them. You need what are your first thoughts?
You need to have some kind of a Marvel kind of an element to it.
Okay.
But something like funny. Is there like a Joker?
Joker's not from Marvel, so you made a fucking fool of yourself. I know here
it's
now
not from Marvel.
Absolute disgrace.
We've just watched Loki. Well, I slept through Loki.
Yeah, you did.
But I'm going down that.
Okay.
I mean, superhero-y, DC, mm-hmm, Marvel. Mm-hmm. Do you know something from like... Does the Joker talk about death,
falling
but
down
in
the stairs.
Like a funny kind of...
Probably,
I
yeah.
still went like, and this is a genuine thing, I still would actually make your funeral try and make it funny.
Yeah, yeah, I'd be okay with that.
Is that
yeah.
okay? Good.
Perfectly fine with that. That's.
I think something that might bring that element in.
Are you going to do a serious one as well?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, what would
the serious
one be? Serious
one. Didn't you always say there's something about a road?
A road?
There's some book about a
on
road.
The road.
On the road. Isn't yeah. there something from that? That's
a very
that
short
liked?
One, but it's very, I look it up and it is very... Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, see, I do listen sometimes.
On the road, I actually got out from the attic yesterday. Because I wanted to read it again. It's an amazing book by Jack Kerouac. I assume you know what On the Road is, so there's no point in me actually telling you what On the Road is, but it's fucking amazing. Yeah, I love this one. The only people for me are the mad ones. The ones who are mad to live, mad to talk, mad to be saved, desirous of everything at the same time. The ones who never yawn or say a commonplace thing, but burn, burn, burn like fabulous yellow Roman candles exploding like spiders across the stairs. And in the middle, you see the blue center light pop and everything goes, everybody goes, aw. I know you're thinking of burn, burn, burn.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be perfect.
Okay, and then the last one would be something from Lord of the Rings, and you're done?
Oh, yes.
I'm fucking class at planning funerals, by the way. I've done so many of them that I'm like, yes, hit me. I'm good at them.
Mm. Yeah. See, I love that On the Road quote. The nothing behind me, everything ahead of me, as is ever so on the road.
That's pretty cute.
That's class.
Yeah. Maybe I could have something like that or something written on your little booklets.
That would be good.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I like that one. Yeah, I think Lord of the Rings one, I think we have the obvious one.
We don't
one.
Need to read we the do whole need to Lord read of the Rings one.
We're setting the scene for my fucking... But anyway, yeah, if the road goes ever on. You
oh, see?
That one.
Road and road.
Yeah.
And you talk about burning in that now. We need a little bit of burning.
All those who wander are lost. Or all those who are not lost.
Yeah. It's like, I don't think that's quite the quote. Quote.
The what?
Quote.
All that is gold does not glitter. Not all those who wander are lost. The old that is strong does not wither. Deep roots are not reached by frost.
Oh, that's nice.
From the ashes. There you go.
See?
A fire shall be woken. A light from the shadows shall spring. Renewed shall be blade that was broken. The crownless again shall be king.
Unreal. I'm class.
So we have that. We have something from a comic book. You haven't decided yet.
No.
But yeah, fair enough. And we have from On the Road. They're three good ones.
Aren't they?
Yeah, yeah, I like
I'm
that.
I'm well proud of myself.
That's very good. And who reads them?
Oh, Jesus.
This is important. Kate, this is important. This is important to me. I won't be there for it. This is me experiencing it.
That's true.
I always wanted to be at my own funeral.
Okay, well, maybe I will do Dwayne to do one.
Which one? He's not interested in any of that shit.
No, he's not, is he?
No.
Probably On the Road one.
Yeah, yeah,
I'll do
enough.
For Dwayne. I will get... Oh, see, Quiva can't speak. Quiva, if
she
you
can
listen
read,
to
though.
This, I'm so sorry. She can't. Bless her.
Christ.
No, she can, but in that kind of a situation, I wouldn't do it to her.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think she'd want
Quiva's
it.
Quiva's my sister, for our listeners who don't know that.
But yeah, it would have to be some kind of a family member,
Lord of the
it?
Rings one.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cormac.
Cormac could do it.
We both like Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Cormac is my brother.
Yeah, Cormac
my
could
mom,
do that one.
Because she read it to me as a child.
No, I wouldn't do that then either.
She'd be well able. She'd get up and give it a go.
She
like.
Actually probably would. Yeah. Grand. She'd be grand.
She'd be grand. She wouldn't
She'd
be upset
like
at all.
Asher wasn't, didn't he have a fun life?
He died the way he lived, falling down the stairs.
And then the like first one is kind of hard because we don't really know.
Comic book one, we don't know. Yeah, that's true.
What it is, do you know?
Yeah.
Probably, I don't know.
So far, you've picked one friend, one family. What's left?
I don't know. It's kind of a hard one.
Here's a question. Yeah. Who's the most famous person to show up? And they don't have to actually be famous, but who's the most famous person to actually show up?
Oh.
Who's the most well-known person at the funeral? Who comes to any of the celebration in total? It's a celebration, by the way.
Oh, of course it's a celebration, yeah.
It's a celebration, bitch.
Be like, he's dead.
Who comes that's famous? Your dad?
Yeah.
He's had dresses in the Rose of Tralee, damn it.
Well, sure, there'd be loads of different people that would be famous in their own right.
In wrestling kind of style.
Like Fiona. She'd be like...
Fiona, Dwayne's Fiona?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
She 100%. And people, Dwayne.
And Dwayne. Both Dwayne's comedians. A comedian. Dwayne's also a comedian, Kate.
Yes. Horrible that's why I said person. They're both comedians, is what I said.
In fact, Dwayne put on his poster, also a comedian, or something like that for a show.
Yes, I think you'd have...
Yeah.
Have a well-known comedian show up.
Thanks. Thanks for that.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Right.
Unless I could get someone.
What are the hymns? Unless you could get someone. Yeah. I always said something like this. I think it would be fucking hilarious if you could somehow get a really like obnoxiously famous celebrity to come and sit at the back of a church at someone's funeral.
Yeah, it'd be great. And then
just leave. And don't 100%. Come to the afterwards again.
Yeah.
And have everyone be like, Is that fucking Al Pacino that was down the
back? But then they'd have to like sign a book so that it's fucking hell, it actually was.
Who would you get if that was the case then? No, money's no object. We're talking dream scenario here. Who shows up at my wedding and sits at the back, or wedding, funeral, and sits at the back and makes people go, what the fuck?
I don't know why this is in my head, but who's the small guy in Always Sunny?
Charlie Day.
No, the dad.
Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito. I want Danny DeVito
sitting at the back.
It could be like, oh, is he a long lost like uncle or, do you know what I mean?
How would he be a long lost uncle of mine? How would Danny DeVito?
I could see
5 foot. Danny DeVito.
Yeah, I could see him as a long lost uncle or something.
Danny DeVito. You said some horrible shit to me in my life. But that, are you saying there's a, what are you saying here?
I don't know. I just think that you, like the bit, I don't know.
You're just being offensive and horrible.
I'm not being offensive
to everyone in my family. I'm taking it at this stage.
No, I'm not being offensive. I'm saying that he'd be, do you know how you'd have one of the
that
uncles
be a
that'd
shock
be like,
then,
oh
would
Jesus,
it?
Do you know what I mean?
Danny DeVito playing, so he's playing a character.
No, he's not playing a character, but I'm saying someone might say, oh Jesus, is he part of the family?
Danny DeVito! Somebody at my funeral will turn around and see Danny DeVito and say, he must be part of the family, and that's it.
It might
that's
happen.
What you're thinking here. Nah. What
that was, you're,
so,
you're putting,
hang on a
you're
second.
Asking these
so you're thinking,
fly.
At my funeral, someone turns around and they spot Danny DeVito. They don't go, is that fucking Danny DeVito? They go, that must be one of his uncles or something. That's what you're telling me.
It's on the fly. You're asking me to think, like...
Yeah. That's still ridiculous. I understand saying Danny DeVito would show up and people be like, wow, that's amazing. But for them to think he's one of my uncles...
It's a possibility.
It's not.
Luke, it's a possibility.
You
someone
just called me
turn.
Nuke. You just said Nuke.
There might also be a possibility that someone go, oh... He looks like a goldfish. Do you know what I mean? You don't know what's
fuck
actually
fuck me, Kate.
Happened.
This has gone beyond...
What happened?
This podcast coming back was a bad idea, I think, because it's making
thank
me
you.
Have to talk to you and realise that you're just... I don't know what you are.
I don't know what I am.
Pick a better celebrity that's going to show up.
No, that's a perfect celebrity. Okay, let's... Oh, Jesus, sorry.
Just say sorry to the microphone.
Yeah.
This is Kate. You're not allowed to drink it for these anymore.
Let's scratch... Scratch off that little bit about him being your uncle, okay? He's a good celebrity.
He is a good celebrity. Yeah. That part was good. He could read something from...
No, you don't want him reading.
No, that's true. That's
you don't
true.
Want that. You just want him in the background.
And then just leaves.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm into that. He's not cool though. It needs to be someone cool.
No, it doesn't.
He's in Always Sunny and he knew Andy Kaufman and stuff. That's pretty cool.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
I'll get Andy Kaufman. To come.
Even if Andy Kaufman in his prime showed up at my funeral, most of the people I know wouldn't even know who he is.
That's true.
A lot of the wrestlers might, actually.
Yeah.
Would wrestlers come down from Dublin for my funeral? I don't know.
Something
like that. Wrestlers, answer the question. Would you come down for my funeral? If you were paid with for the booking for the wrestling show. The ones from Cork family, not. If you book them for the free show.
Yeah, exactly.
Hymns. We need to talk hymns.
Songs.
Yeah, but they're hymns at a...
They're not. They're you're hymns not at a funeral. Doing, you're not doing a Catholic.
Hymns and hers. What are the songs? We know one anyway. Well, it doesn't have to be for the hymns. Come on. Actually, no. We don't know one because that's what I want. This is what you want. How many hymns? We need two anyway.
We always talk with the...
We need two hymns.
Talk, Hollywood
we need
will
one,
listen.
I will talk and Hollywood will listen. Robbie Williams. I will talk. Hollywood will listen.
Such an underrated song.
Absolutely.
Like an absolute tune.
Just Spielberg look. Just what you're missing. Doesn't it seem a little absurd? Hang on my every word.
This is the confidence that I talk about. And it is okay. Better to just leave him go.
So
lads.
I will talk and Hollywood will listen. I like that one. I'm a fan of that one. So we go on two hymns, an ending song, and then when I'm actually being buried alive or burned alive or whatever.
Yeah. And you won't be alive. Because otherwise you wouldn't be having all of this. No, I'll give you a few smacks just to make sure.
No schlep.
My Way, is that too similar?
By Limp Bizkit.
What?
By Limp Bizkit. My Way or the Highway. Yeah, I like that. That was used in WrestleMania 17. My Way is too similar to...
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
And
one
now,
or the other, really.
The end is near.
Yeah, all I can think of really
and
is...
so I face the final curtain. Sing with me, Kay.
No.
My friends, I didn't know if that's the words.
Like, anyway. I have no words for you.
There is. Talented, fantastic, amazing.
Yeah.
The songbird of my generation. Definitely overconfident.
Mm-hmm.
Without a doubt, overconfident. I don't know, is it overconfidence or shamelessness?
There is an overconfidence. You are shameless, but you also do believe you are better at things.
I don't think
than you
that's
are.
True.
Oh, you
I don't think I think I'm better at things. I just think I like to make things. I like to sing. It doesn't mean I think I'm amazing at it.
No, but you put effort.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be like,
I'd agree with
I'm
that.
Giving it well.
I'd agree with that.
You'd be there singing with Ivy and you're singing full blast.
That's not true.
Do you sing full blast
That's
with
not
Ivy?
True at all. I don't.
You do?
No, I don't.
If you're recording it.
Oh, I'm recording.
Yeah, see?
That's different.
My
Way, I don't
other.
Like My Way now.
I said it was too similar.
It
anyway.
Is, you're right.
So yeah, music is kind of a hard one.
Yeah, you're not good at it. You're right, you're not good at funerals. Thought Fuck you were, yourself. But here you are, not being good at them. And when the coffin disappears, when that's gone, it's going to get burned. Mm. What do you do?
Went down, 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 and the flames, they went higher.
That's a bit rough now, that.
Yeah.
So we need, this is the emotional moment. This is where you need to give people time to reflect on what they've lost.
Well, that probably should be I Will Talk Hollywood and Listen then.
If you want.
Yeah. Well, come on, they give me something.
Oh, no, this is up to you. I'm dead.
Throwing these out.
I'm fucking dead.
I don't know.
I think the song of Purple Summer from...
Oh yeah, you were...
I always say that,
that.
From Spring Awakening.
That is true.
The musical.
Mm. Perfect. Done.
Thanks, I planned my own funeral there, I feel.
Well, sorry now, all you fucking said was one song.
And then what do you do with my ashes?
You put them somewhere.
Where? Are you keeping them on a mantelpiece? Are you scattering them somewhere?
No, we scatter. I don't want ashes somewhere.
Dwayne Dugan has seen my message now and not responded. I assume he's out somewhere. But that's not... I'm dead here.
Yeah.
I'm dead and he's not here to help me.
It's lousy.
I'm not a fan of that now. That means you have to write the obituary yourself.
Yeah.
So, what are you doing with my ashes? Ashes to ashes. Funk to funky. We know Major Tom's a junkie.
How many songs are you actually going to fully sing in this?
I didn't fully sing any songs. I sang like a line from two other songs. You rage see, monster. Like,
would I actually do something that you'll never get to do and bring Ivy to WrestleMania?
That'd be nice.
Do you know what I mean? And put it there, because that's be what nice. We've always said.
Put it there. Put it at WrestleMania.
Yeah, do find somewhere.
Throw me at Cody Rhodes or something.
Yeah. I don't know what you're meant to do with those things. So yeah, that's
see, WrestleMania is not a place, so that's a bit weird. That's just a stadium.
True. That's an idea.
Yeah.
Is that not really cool in its own right?
Yeah, it is. Good excuse to not have to carry on talking there.
Yeah, exactly.
Where are my ashes going? Are you keeping some of them? Do you think Ivy'd want to keep some of them?
She might do.
Yeah.
I've heard, saw a thing that you can like push a squeeze into a diamond. I wouldn't do it for you because I don't think you'd be a diamond.
No,
but you can pressurize it, can't you?
You can put it into ink for tattoos.
Oh, that's pretty
cool. I think
cool.
That's class.
I do like that. That's
I think I'd do
cool.
that with you.
Nice.
Tattoo you all over me.
Lovely.
All up in me.
Are you saying I'm that big that you'd get that much
Yeah,
ashes?
That's what I'm saying, Kate, yeah. What would you do with my metal bar in my leg? Because that wouldn't burn.
That would be cute. Could I make like a table out of it?
One monkey leg.
Yeah.
The Luke Barry Memorial table has one monkey leg.
I'd love that.
Yeah.
That would be very cool. I genuinely would do that.
That is cool.
They give those things back, don't they?
I think if you want them, yeah. What? I think the what you're doing with my ashes needs to be answered.
I think the ink, that sounds very cool.
You get a tattoo. What tattoo would you get?
Jeez, I don't know, like a staircase.
The fuck it. Fuck would you do that?
I don't know. I'm getting a tattoo. I'd like to keep some of it as a praise.
You just want to go to sleep, yeah?
Yeah, a little bit.
You're such. Okay, I'm dead here and you're not taking this seriously. Dwayne's not taking this seriously.
Luke.
I'm beginning to think I'm going to have to be at this funeral on my own.
Luke, I've done very well. You've sprung this on me. I've done very well. Tell me I've done very well or I'm walking. Am I walking? Christopher walking? I am out of this apartment.
I'm walking. I'm out of here. There's nobody coming. Wow.
Tell me I'm doing well.
You're doing very well. Thanks. You got Danny DeVito and everything. Everyone thinks he's my uncle. For some fucking reason. Oh, look, there's Luke's tiny uncle. What the fuck? That's such a weird choice. Of all the celebrities.
That's just what came into my head. I know I'm not good at it.
I get obsessions with celebrities. I get like creepy obsessions with, and you picked Danny DeVito.
You know it's a good one.
It's not a good one at all.
It is a good one.
It really isn't.
It is because loads of people would know him. He looks a little bit as if he could be a local. Do you know?
It's Danny DeVito.
I know, but he's not like...
He's not meant to blend in. That's actually not the point of it.
No, it is because it's like, is that him? Is the thing, if I got fucking Johnny Depp, they're going to go, that's fucking Johnny Depp.
Well, Johnny Depp's a good enough actor that he probably could play
There
my
needs
uncle.
To be a tiny, a bit of like a rumour mill. To be like, yeah, I saw him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To be fair, all I'd need is probably a cardboard cutout and there would be a rumour going around that Danny DeVito was there.
Do you think when I died, if I died young, do you think there'd be a rumour that I faked it?
No.
Oh, I'd love it to be.
You're not that obscure.
Will you start the rumour that I faked my own death if I die?
I will. Jesus, our child's fallen out of her bed.
That's not good.
Now look at her.
Jesus Christ. She's not actually falling over.
She's
sleeping sideways in it. So right.
Right at the edge.
Any final thoughts on the funeral?
It'll be lovely.
How are you feeling? How are you feeling at the funeral?
Well, I'll be distraught, babe.
Just... That was so serious, Kate. I wasn't expecting that at all. I don't know
what level you want me to gauge this.
That was so... Like, you look right in my eyes there and everything.
It's too... I'm too weird. Oh, you're not taking this serious.
When's it
enough?
Happening if you got to plan that?
3 days time. That was really weird.
That was weird, yeah.
Very, it's raining.
Okay, yeah. When would I die?
Would
Ivy be old enough?
Oh yeah.
To deal with it?
I'd like her to be like 30.
Alright.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, Danny DeVito's gonna be well dead.
His son. Does he have a son?
What the fuck? So we've gone from Danny DeVito and people think it's your uncle. The Danny DeVito's son who's not famous.
Yeah.
Brilliant. So that's the celebrity at my funeral is Danny DeVito's son. See if he's a cameo, will we? Instead of getting him to actually come. Danny DeVito's son.
What about that jerk that you watch?
Jerk? I know. What about that jerk that you watch?
I never said the word jerk in my life.
It's so weird.
That, why did you come here?
Why did you come here? Why did you come here with a fucking great name for a TV show? It's the Irish, an Irish sketch show about annoying people. Why'd you come here? Lads, why'd you come here? Why'd you come here to couple up? I think you should leave, right? I think you should leave is the best sketch show of all time. One of them, anyway, in my opinion.
I don't understand it.
Kate thinks that I was pretending to like it for some
time. I honestly thought, like, he was the only person that had ever watched
it. Then we had Dwayne Dugan over, and he watched it, and he liked it. And Kate couldn't understand that.
No.
And then she tried to get a cameo from him for me for my birthday or something.
Yeah, for your hen, I think. Or no, you don't have a hen, a stag.
Yeah, and she realised he was famous.
Yeah. It's weird.
It's the best sketch
to
show.
Me.
What do you think of it? Let us know. Hit us up. I think you should leave. It's phenomenal. So yeah, Kate, how do you feel? You did well there now, did you?
I think I did
okay,
quite Dan
good. DeVito's dead though, so we need somebody. You just need to pick one other celebrity.
I did. Your man
Tim Robinson.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to know who
Well,
that
do
is.
You want it special or do you want it?
I'm going to be dead. It's not to impress me. It's the start of rumour.
Wait there now. Right, so in 25 years time, so I have to pick a fucking child, do I?
No.
Let's pick one of the children
Benedict Cumberbatch will probably still be...
Will he? He's like in his like 50s, isn't he?
No, he's not. Cumberbatch is about 40, I'd say.
Give us Cumberbatch.
This is good, Kate. Yeah. You're doing well.
I am. I can't think. I just think Danny DeVito is perfect.
Danny
so
DeVito.
I'm still going with that.
Stay alive, brother. We need you at my funeral. Kate, are you okay?
Yeah.
Are you okay now to go into this last section?
Yeah.
This is the one now you have to do more thinking.
Lad, see, this is... I don't like this.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. My head is like ticking over very fast.
It's ticking over?
It's not good for me before I go to sleep.
Okay. So we have a question on Twitter.
Okay.
What is Luke's favourite comic? Comic book or... I don't think you're asking you to answer this.
Oh, okay.
But that could
That's
be fun.
Okay.
What is Luke's favourite comic? I assume comic
comedian.
Book. Comedian. No, not comedian. My favourite comedian, Stuart Lee. I don't know. I should ask a few answers. My favourite comic book?
Killing Joke.
Killing Joke's up there.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's Woo-hoo! A good shout. That's a good shout. Killing Joke or Deadpool, Preacher, actually, any Preacher. They're amazing.
Nice.
And for Kate, when Luke was a wrestler, did you ever fear him getting hurt?
Yeah, there you go. That was the answer.
Any?
Yeah, no, I did. I'd always fear you getting hurt because, well, like you're not the smallest of people.
Not like Danny DeVito.
Not like Danny DeVito.
My uncle Danny.
And you already have bad knees and bad everything. So like.
Yeah, that's fair.
I did. I definitely. I think it hit me.
Yeah,
the
I don't think I ever wrestled, not injured. Like
yeah.
I always had it, or hurt anyway, at least. My knee was always bad.
I remember actually being nervous, though. And it was more just like, you even getting in and out of the ring for your Phoenix show when I was pregnant.
Yeah.
And going, oh my God. Like, I could feel Ivy kicking.
Yeah.
And being like, okay, now it's quite scary that he's going to hurt himself.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Does that make sense?
When a child is brought into the...
Yeah, into the equation. I was like, oh my God. Yeah, I never really liked... I enjoyed wrestling as in the community.
Yeah.
The getting drunk afterwards.
Watching me wrestling.
Yeah, no, that... It was probably always my least favourite match because you always do have that element of what the fuck is he going to do? Why is
and
he
I would
on
always
the top
do
rope?
Something.
Do you know what I mean?
You're way too fat to be up there.
Literally. So yes, I would have.
That's good. Right. So then we have two wedding questions.
Did they know it was our anniversary?
I put up a wedding picture, so maybe. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
And one of them is advice for wedding day. So I assume this is for you, not me. Things not to forget. Special moments to include. And she said, theirs is 5 weeks away.
Stop.
5 weeks. First of all, congratulations.
Congrats.
Second of all, how do you have time to be messaging us at all?
Can I see? I know we're keeping it private, but can I see his... Oh,
yeah,
congratulations. Okay. Yeah, there's a lot.
Okay, so let's start. So advice for wedding day. So is there any general?
Okay, advice for your wedding day.
Things not to forget is what was specifically said. Yeah.
Advice for your wedding day. For me, I would say give yourself so much time. Have everything planned and do not worry about how stressed you are the day before. If you have the most stressful day before, it is okay once you've ticked everything off so that on the wedding day you can actually just sit back, enjoy it, enjoy the fuck-ups that come your way, expect there to be fuck-ups.
Yeah.
And just ride the wave.
This is like, what I call an planicking for Kate. Yes. I think I might use that word on this. She plans and panics, but it's so that she then on the day doesn't have to panic.
Exactly.
So and that's with everything, but she did it definitely for the wedding.
I ran through and we did. There were so many little things that went wrong on our wedding day, but you just laughed through it because you're
there was,
like,
there
okay.
There was things, the music not working in certain places, me thinking I lost our child at one stage and having an actual meltdown. Little things.
Yeah.
But those things don't matter on the day, I don't think.
They really don't.
The things that go wrong, if you're able, if you're in a position to be able to laugh at it and move on and realize in the moment that that doesn't matter, I think that's super important because...
Well, I think things are going to go wrong and it's how you choose to deal with it.
The music cut out in the middle of our first dance,
for example. We literally had like a few lines of a first dance and that was it.
And we went, oh yeah, play it away to the band.
Exactly. But it is, it's when something goes wrong, how you choose to deal with it is what makes it just a small blip in the road or a massive day is over kind of a thing.
The other thing I'd say, and this is like probably completely dependent on what your plan is with photographers and videographers and stuff, but try to have your own photo shoot. Don't just, I know it's great to have those family shots. Try and give yourself even 20 minutes to get some photos of just the two of you together. Which I know most people do, but go away, basically.
Yeah.
Don't do it in front of everybody. We did like a walk through the city at our
wedding.
We've
gone for like an hour.
And it was amazing, wasn't it? Really because we got to, because they were trying to take pictures of us being close to each other and all that kind of stuff. So it was just, we got to talk to each other. We got to hang out on the day, basically, which is, I think, the most important thing. Like, we scheduled ours so well that we actually got to be with each other.
We got so much time.
And it
now,
was excellent.
Yes, we did miss out on things with that.
That's our own fault.
It is. But that's what I'm saying. We chose time with each other. So it is a hard kind of balance.
Like, I think what you're meaning there is we put Ivy to bed.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone was like, you're mad. It's your wedding night. Don't put Ivy to bed. But we end up, we read Ivy a story. And
it was literally probably one of my favourite memories from the whole day.
So you don't stop. We didn't stop being a family because it was a wedding day.
Yeah.
It was Ivy's day too.
But I think also as well on the day, which is something hard to do, but try and remember that it is your day and what you'll remember. There'll be so many people pulling you in so many different directions that just actually take a step and be like, okay, where am I? What do I want to do? Where do I
come over here and get a drink? Come over here and get a drink. Do I actually want to do that right now?
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Exactly.
Don't then.
Exactly.
Say, I will, I'll catch up with you later. There's always time to talk to everyone. And everyone's fine anyway with that kind of a thing. Things not to forget. That's a special moments to include. I think just make sure you have time together.
Exactly.
Every wedding's different. That's also the thing that I think we had to take into account. Not that we did things massively differently, but we did things, we altered everything to be for us. And in the build up to it, we got a little bit of, are you sure you want to do that? From people, and it's, which is to be expected, I think. But yes is the answer. You are sure you want to do it. It's your wedding.
Yeah. I think that, like, going on from that, and I know we're 5 weeks out, but it's...
Yeah, you can't change your plans at this point.
But it's telling people what you expect or telling people what they will expect. And even like on your on the morning, especially for like, I know it's a very generalization, but getting yourself ready and getting everything, tell people what you expect from the morning. Mm-hmm. Like, I knew with my morning that there was going to be a lot of emotions with like my mom not being there, my nan not being there. I told everyone I didn't want it. Don't bring it up. I'm going to have my own moment beforehand. I want it light. I want it calm. If you need to have a freak out, do it outside my room, please. I literally was like, I want this, a calm, situation, I had told people that, like, that I didn't need them running around and figuring things out.
Yeah.
I had a list of what needed to be done. And I was like, if you do that, tell us you've do it, mm-hmm. you're doing it, and that it's done, rather than someone going, what can I do? What can I help with? What can I do now? I literally was like, there's a list, go find there is, something.
Yeah, and I know in the build up to our wedding, I got a little bit, I guess, anxious about, is it going to put people out if I don't ask them to do something? Or
yeah.
I'm very much a person who likes to do things on my own. Or with you, basically. Yeah. So when it came to, like, say, my groomsmen, best men, they were like, oh, are we staying over in your place the night before? And I was like, I didn't answer for weeks because yeah. I was like, I didn't want anyone to stay over. I wanted to wake up on my own that morning and be able to gather my thoughts and figure out what was going on. And it was the best thing for me because I woke up, I had maybe half an hour of what the fuck is going on? Is this okay? Like, not is this okay, as in am I going to get married? But as in, just, I suppose, figuring out my own mental state of mind at that day and whatever. And this is a big day, and more so that there's going to be lots of people around and I have to deal with lots of people.
Yeah, social anxiety. Else.
I went over to the shop close to our house, bought breakfast for the lads, and then they came down. Then I made them breakfast. So I had that half an hour in the morning to myself. If you need that, fucking take it.
Exactly. It's basically just saying what nobody's exactly offended. You need and do that. If you need time, you take time. If you need everyone around you and you need everyone to be like with champagne on hand, tell them that.
And
just don't tell everyone what you need in advance so that on the day you're not upset that someone isn't doing what you thought that they would or the other way around. Do you know what I mean? That people are doing too much.
Yeah.
Just, you have to be honest. Like,
I think if you're upfront like that with people, no one gets offended.
100%.
And then everyone can just enjoy themselves. They, you know, this is what you have to do. You know, this is what you have to do. I know this is what I have to do. Let's go.
Yeah.
Basically. I think that's, yeah. So I suppose, I guess, important things to remember. Or moments, is that what it says?
Or special moments.
Special moments to include. We made a very conscious effort to go around and make sure we talked to everybody.
Yeah.
I think that was...
While they were at the tables. I found that very handy. So like, when you're going to be served first as the bride and the groom, that once we finished, it was before our dessert, because we knew that, okay, if our dessert is on our table, we're not putting the kitchen staff out.
Yeah.
If that like goes cold. So between when we finished our main course, we got up, you took one side of the room, I took the other side of the room, and just casually walked around and talked to people while they were at their table.
No, that depends on the numbers you have as well. Obviously, we didn't have 100%. A massive wedding, so that was doable, basically. Yeah. But I think it made me feel at ease. I think it made the guests feel at ease. Mm-hmm. People who felt like they wanted to leave earlier then felt like they could.
They could, exactly.
And that was fine. No one's held hostage then, I think, really. In terms of special moments, I think just don't, I wouldn't plan them. That's a big, I wouldn't try to have a special moment, because if it doesn't feel special, you might be letting yourself down.
That is very true.
Whereas there was a lot of special moments on our day that
just happened organically.
Like, for example, Kate and her dad went viral because Kate's dad cut the train off her dress in front of everyone, and the photographers happened to film it, and they stuck it up and has Wally. 2 million views now, or something.
Like nearly 4 million Jesus. Or something now. Three
2 million,
million
and loads 3 million of maybe. Can we do a video where you respond to the people? Because loads of people were like, "This is was it."
This shows white privilege.
White privilege.
I was like, oh, "Okay, lads."
No, the dress was really heavy and wet, so we had to cut it off.
I wouldn't have been able to actually go into my hotel. I wouldn't do that to them.
So yeah, I think special moments will happen.
Yeah.
Don't put pressure on yourself to have a special moment.
And just enjoy it.
Yeah,
it's such a special day. Like, I know that sounds so stupid and
cliche. We know you. We're not giving names of people who are here, but we know you. We know you'll enjoy it. You'll have a good day.
Oh my God, it'll be so amazing. I'm buzzing. You know I love a good wedding. Like.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing makes me happier.
So have a good day and congratulations, guys. Next question is also wedding related. Just as positive. Fifth wedding anniversary soon. Do I still have to get a gift? Or can we pretend it just didn't happen now? So, it's our first wedding anniversary. What did you get me?
Nothing.
What did you get me? I made you art.
You did make me art.
I made Kate. It's probably been up online at this point already anyway, by the time this goes out. But I made Kate pictures of us reading our vows to each other, cropped out with the actual vows written behind
which
us into the image and stuff. Really cool idea, I think. I'm really happy with how it turned out. I was going to do it as a surprise, but then I was like, I actually like having Kate's opinion on these things, which is really funny because it's the end of my vows, is that?
Literally, yeah. if you were at our wedding, that literally was in Luke's
vows. The end of my vows are, I think these vows are a good idea, but like all my ideas, I have to ask if you think it's okay.
Yeah, you have to run it by Kate first. Yeah. Yeah, no, I didn't get you anything.
So 5 year anniversary, should this still be getting presents?
I'm not a present person.
Never mind. No. Go on holidays, go for dinner, do something together.
And don't bother if you don't want to. We're going out tomorrow night.
If she
don't want
doesn't
to go
expect
out.
It.
Well, yeah, that is
that's
very
the
true.
Thing.
That is true.
If your significant other is expecting a present, just get them something.
Yeah. 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 You have to kind of be on the same board.
We're both on the same page of that of we're going out tomorrow for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
We made something that will commemorate today.
Yeah.
That's enough for me and you.
Yeah.
Other people prefer presents and stuff.
Yeah, and the fact that like the first anniversary is anniversary,
I'm,
all these
I'm not saying
ones.
I'm not, I kind of sound a bit high and mighty. I think that other people prefer presents.
No.
Birthdays and Christmas, I want all the fucking presents. Wedding anniversaries, for me, I'm okay without.
Yeah.
If you wanted them, I'd get them.
Yeah.
But
that's what I was trying to say with like the first anniversary is like paper anniversary, all these kind of
that's
things.
That's why so I made her art.
Some people... It would be beautiful to remember what each thing was.
Yeah,
I think that's gorgeous. And to be like, oh, this was an anniversary present. I think that's beautiful. I would just, if we had loads of money, fuck yes, I want a gift.
If we had sponsors on this podcast, for example.
But you going off and spending money on getting me a bunch of flowers. No, thank you. I'd prefer a takeaway. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
But we're the same on that.
Basically, the answer is, if you're going to get in trouble for it, you're better off just buying a present.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that's it. Or not if you're going to get, if you're going to upset someone, I suppose is more that.
But 5 years on.
5 years. Will we be get? Will I still be making you art in 5 years?
Yeah, probably not. Will we remember that it's our anniversary
in
5 years'
so.
Time?
I think so. You don't, what day, like, do you even know the date of our wedding?
Yeah. It's
because you didn't remember
the
for ages.
21st.
Yeah.
It was meant to be the 8th, so that's always in my head.
I didn't see this question till now. This one is very. This is our last question, and then there's a comment that I just wanted to give it to you. But this one's a bit serious.
Well.
Too serious for this podcast altogether.
Okay.
What are the top three things you each want to accomplish or experience in your lifetime?
An orgasm.
Jesus Christ! Jesus Christ! Kate, leave me alone.
You said serious and I went, oh shit,
I'm
okay.
I'm already
let's
dead in this episode.
Oh.
it was a good one though.
It was. What do I want to accomplish in life?
Nothing.
Death?
So our experience.
Experience.
Ivy's wedding.
Yeah, I would love to see Ivy's wedding.
Yeah. You'd love to plan Ivy's wedding is what you're saying.
No,
there.
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Do
you think that you'll be a nightmare for her?
No,
wedding.
Because
I think you will.
I know that I would want to, and it will be my greatest challenge not to be involved. But because it's my daughter and I love her, I won't.
You say that now.
No.
Fast forward 25 years.
You have no idea. I work nearly every day at thinking of her wedding going, don't do it. Don't do it. She won't love you for planning everything. So I need to get there. I need to get there to prove
you
to myself
anxiety
100%.
This, like, she's four.
No, I genuinely have thought about this so many times.
Yeah.
But I know I'm going to be so good because it will be.
So you want
the
to experience
challenge.
Ivy's wedding?
Yeah. What else do I want to experience? Well, I know that you want to experience us being able to go on a train.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no. This happened to me a few months back and I can't stop thinking about it. I saw an elderly couple getting on a train and they didn't really know where they were going, and that was the point. And they had their free travel and they were holding hands on the train, and I was like, that's what I want.
Aww.
And I didn't know that that's what I wanted until that very moment.
Do you think we'd hold hands
in our late 60s podcasting away on a train?
Do you think we'd hold
hands?
I
think so.
We're not really a hold handy people now.
We would be then.
But back then
we used to be
back then
we used to be
and
you
then,
see
that is true
until we became parents.
That's true.
So I think we would be again.
Yeah, I think I would like to experience the circle of how it was just the two of us.
Yeah.
Now it's two of us with Ivy, and it will eventually go back to,
like, she'll
Ivy
have her will
be
family. Here.
But yeah, exactly. Yeah. It'll be the two of us again.
Me and you on a train to Killarney just cause.
Look at us being cute.
Drinking on the train.
Nice. Cheeky
not understanding that some of the seats are booked.
Oh, no, I'll be well up on that.
Yeah, you won't.
No, I won't.
It'll change and you won't understand why it changed.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, okay, so let's answer these together then, I suppose. So we've done two. We want to be elderly couple together. We want to witness Ivy's wedding. And what do we want to accomplish? I'd love to have a shed. I'd love to own a shed.
You would love a shed.
I would love a fucking shed, Kate. But if we get a shed, we get a dog too.
We need a garden,
guys. Somebody. I know I'm passionate right now. We need sponsorship for this podcast, and or we need you to agree to a Patreon where we raise sex tapes so that we can make money, so that we can get a garden, so that we can get a dog, and I can get a shed.
Yeah, I must say that
I want a shed.
That I said this the other day and I was like, oh my God, that seems like way too much. But it stuck with me. That, you know how people are like, oh, I don't know whether I want a second child. I don't know whether I want a third child. Da, da, da. Like, I know for certain I do not want to have another child. Same. Come out.
I'm with ya.
But I don't feel like my family is complete until there's a dog.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
A lot of people will be like, no, my family isn't complete yet. Whereas for me, it's not till a dog. I don't think... And I know I'm not comparing a child to a dog, but do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
my family unit, I don't think is fully complete until there's a dog.
Yeah, I want a dog and a shed.
Yeah, little scrunchie.
So we want dogs and sheds. We want to hold hands on a train and we want to see our daughter get married.
We're such baby people.
Guys, this got very nice. This got very lovely here on the wedding anniversary edition of Couple Up called Till Death. There was one other comment left. Not for you. Obviously, but somebody said that they want an agony aunt section with Chubby Lovin' on the podcast, whoever she may be.
Oh, Chubby Lovin'. We'll have to try and get
on. We'll have to try and get her on. An agony aunt thing with Chubby Lovin' would be fantastic.
I don't know, will she make an appearance?
Guys, for next week, what we need is send in problems to us. Send in any problems at all. We need at least three problems. Long form, short form, we don't care. Chubby Lovin' will show up. We'll pay her.
Will she?
We'll pay her. We'll pay Chubby Lovin'.
Will Chubby Lovin' show up?
Chubby Lovin' will be here, I guarantee it.
Chubby Lovin' is somewhere out there sweating already at the thought of it. I love it.
So yeah, send us in your problems. I mean, agony aunt service with Chubby Lovin' opens up next week on the Couple Up podcast. Guys, thanks so much for listening. This was nice.
Was I happier? Was I nicer?
You were a little bit happier. You seem to have a joy in planning my funeral, all right?
Yeah, I was very sleepy at the start.
You were very sleepy.
Apologize.
You woke up around the Danny DeVito part.
I think I did. Yeah,
you did. Are you happy now to have done this?
I am. Yeah. What time is it? Do I have enough time to?
It's 10:15.
That's
right. Sober yourself up before bed.
That's fine. See you later, lads.
Thanks for listening, guys. See you next week.